completely unexpected. It's our good buddy and Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano. We got a. I know Len. You're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So he's talking about the bonding bill for a quick moment here, and how our governor Ned Lamont is he using it, or how is he using it?
So, if you recall, he was saying that I'm tying the bonding bill with transportation.
Right. Right. We all know
and
that.
And he wouldn't release his bonding bill in August. He was going to stick to his debt diet of 1.4. So when the bonding bill came out, it was 1.7 billion. And I argued that's $300 million more than he wanted to do. What is he buying for that $300 million? And I actually said the $300 million is to buy votes. They went crazy, the executive branch. At the end of the day, they finally released the bill on Thursday. And there's a whole host of things in there that one could argue are put in there to get votes. But the most glaring, Gary, the most glaring is in fiscal year 2021, which is July 1st, 2021, they're going to fund a quasi $45 million. $45 million. Now, here's the thing about this quasi.
Is this the Transportation Council? Is this the quasi that they're for? What kind of quasi are they forming?
So this quasi was snuck into the budget last year. It's the Speaker's bill. He stuck it into the budget last year. If you remember, it was a partisan budget.
Yep.
They ran whatever the heck they're going to run. It was stuck into the budget last year. To this day, there's been no appointments made. I have an appointment. The Democrats have an appointment. Demis has an appointment. No one's made any appointments to this board. They've never met. They've never even had an organizational meeting, and the governor's going to give them $45 million, the highest single distribution of bonding money as a one-time input is going to a quasi that never met. Now, you know we had problems with lottery. We had the FBI involved. It was a disaster. You know we had problems with the Port Authority, right, that whole disaster. The governor said in August, I'm going to come down on these quasis. We need to get control. They can't have all this power. This quasi has as much power as a municipality. Virtually every power that the municipality has, they have.
All right.
They have a power to bond, loan, create,
right.
Take rents, et cetera. Every power. And they haven't met. You're going to give them $45 million?
All right, Len, I'm a little confused on here. It's a quasi that's over what? This is where I'm foggy on.
It is a quasi called Connecticut Municipal Development Authority. And it's for those towns that have 70,000 or more people. This quasi can go in and redevelop parts of that town or city. I would call it a city because I'm not sure it's going to be a town. Redevelop parts of that city, loan money, take out bonding to put into redevelopment. So it's to go in there and to help municipalities of 70,000 or more, but then they become like the municipal authority over that development. In fact, there's a provision in there that says they can make an agreement with the person that they develop to have them pay their property taxes to this group. It's scary, Gary, because there's no control over it. It's limitless in power. And once again, so it breaks two promises of his. First, promised that he's going to get control over quasis. He never did a bill. He made that public announcement in August, and then again in October, November. He met with leaders saying, we're going to come out with a bill. We're going to do this. Hasn't done any of that. And the second promise
is the debt
it breaks is a debt diet. And the third issue I would raise is, obviously, since this is tied to the toll vote, it looks like this is a quid pro quo to get toll votes to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Well, now,
the
$45 million, what is that for? I understand it's for the Municipal Development Authority, but what is that $45 million going to be utilized for?
Whatever they decide to do.
Because the members who sit on this board, they're not paid. You know, I mean,
they're not even appointed yet. They haven't even met yet.
This
authority hasn't even had their first meeting. Nothing has happened with this authority.
Then where do they come up with 45 million? What is what is that $45 million? Where is that money going towards? Not, I know it's going towards that group, that council, that board, if you will, but in what capacity? What is it being utilized for?
So they could get, I assume, and obviously they haven't met, but reading the bill, they could get together and say, hey, there's a developer could come up to them and say, talk to the city, we want to take this factory and we want to make it residential units with commercial mixed use.
Yeah.
Commercial on the bottom. We want to come to you because we need to borrow money from you at your interest rates backed by the state. So the interest rate's very low, backed by the state of Connecticut, and borrow money through you to do this. Kind of like something just EDC can do right now. Economic Development Commission can do this right now. So they would go to this authority, and the authority would arrange for this loan, and the state of Connecticut would back it. And that's what they would do. So they would look at stuff like that to develop an area. If an area wanted to, I don't know, improve their train station, rather than going through the state of Connecticut or EDC, they could come to this group and get money. And the point is that, one, we already do this. Economic Development Commission, David Lehman's already out there. But this gives this group kind of like a shadow government of the state of Connecticut with all the powers of municipality to do all these things. It's a waste of money, and it's going to be a huge problem in the future.
Where did this bill originate from? Why are we only hearing about this now? Was this in...
Well, it did go through the House last year. The Senate didn't take it up for a variety of reasons, the Senate, but it is the Speaker's bill. It is the Speaker's bill, and we didn't take it up. So what they did was, in the partisan budget, they snuck it in the budget. So the authority for this commission was snuck in the budget, and then all legislators who voted for the budget voted for this quasi.
Yeah, probably on page 1100, you know, and yeah.
Well, look, you know, it was very controversial. I mean, I understand why it came out of the House.
Well, because it's the Speaker's bill. I'm surprised Martin Looney didn't take it up then.
Well, I think by the time it got out of the House, if I recall correctly, it got up to the Senate, and we let the Senate Democrats know bills are going to die for this because it's a bad bill. And I think Senator Looney had to make a call whether or not to have a long debate on a bill that's highly controversial or not bring it up. And I think he chose not to bring it up. But, of course, when he made that decision, I'm sure the second decision was, hey, Joe, if you want to stick it in the budget, stick it in the budget. No, Joe stuck it in the budget. You know, you know, and I know, and the public doesn't know this, but, you know, budget is supposed to be pluses and minuses, dollars in, dollars out.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no, it's anything but. Right? Well, yeah, that's included, but there's also rats. There's also, like these egregious bills that they don't want to vote on as a freestanding bill, so they put it in the budget. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how this thing came in. But here's the thing. If it was such a good idea and something everyone loved, how come nobody, not even a speaker, made any appointments? And I think the truth of the matter is people don't like it. So you don't make any appointments to it. You let it sit there. They were supposed to be all appointed by November, if I remember correctly, November of 2020. And no one made an appointment.
No, November of 2019?
Now we're going to give it $45 million? That's a budget of a small town, $45 million.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
So
you know what? You get your listeners have got to call the Democrats up and say, listen, I don't like the tolls. And they could say whatever they want on the tolls, or if they like the tolls, whatever. And then say, but you're really going to pass this budget bill that puts $45 million? We could use that for health care. We could use that to decrease our expenses and giving more money to social services like mental health. There's a lot of places you could put that money. I would argue creating a new quasi, which does the same thing as Economic Development Commission, David Lehman, same thing as municipalities, same thing as the Housing Authority in the state of Connecticut. Why would you create a different entity to give more money to a powerful, most powerful, I think it's more powerful than the MDC, which has the sewer and water, more powerful than them and the powers that they have.
Have you confronted the governor about this?
When I found out, I did a press release calling him out. And typically in the sophomoric reaction of the governor's office, they just name called me. You know, they don't ever argue the facts. They just say, oh, Len's an alarmist, Len's this, Len's that, but they never answer the question. Does this blow your deck diet, and why are you putting $45 million into a quasi that's more powerful than any quasi created to date, and which you said you want to get control over? Explain how this quasi complies with your policy that you need to restrict quasi.
Here's the part
your answer is, go ahead.
Here's the problem. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. We're running out of time. But here's the part that's most puzzling, though, is, you know, the state of Connecticut cries poor mouth. Oh, we need tolls. We need to fix our transportation infrastructure. Oh, our most vulnerable portion of our population are those that are mentally and physically and disabled are getting the short end of the stick. Oh, we need more money for this. We need to create another revenue stream. But we've got $45 million to go into a quasi that there's already talk about duplicity. There's already a department out there that does all this.
Exactly.
Ah.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on why it's a bad idea. And I think people who know this bill, read the bond bill, know it's out there like a sore thumb, knows exactly this is a bad idea. So they want to keep it quiet. And that's where folks have got to make the calls and say, hey, look, where you are, I hope you're against tolls, and I want tolls, I like tolls, but holy crow, you can't pass this bonding bill that puts $45 million into a quasi that doesn't even exist yet, which powers haven't been defined. You're trusting $45 million to a group of people you don't even know who they are yet. You don't even know who you're trusting it to and what their rules are. You have no idea. You don't think you're going to learn from the Port Authority or the lottery where the FBI was involved?
And the MDC and the, all these quasis, there's always controversy. You're reading in the paper almost every week, if it's not the lottery, it's the Port Authority. If it's not the Port Authority, it's the MDC. If it's not the, you know, I mean, there's always John Lender. He writes about them, all about quasis every Sunday.
Right. And once again, this governor went out and I pulled all of his press releases this weekend from August to December, how we got to get control over them. Look, I think there is a place for quasis. I do to some extent, but there has to be control over them. You know, we've got quasis. You look at the Green Bank, and everybody loves the Green Bank. Oh, Green Bank. You know, these guys are being paid $110,000, $120,000 plus a commission. Plus a commission. So the money comes in off of our electric bills. That's why electric rates are high for renewable energy conservation. It goes into a fund. Then the guys tap this fund and go out and sell, you know, solar energy or whatever, wind or whatever it is that they do. And if they place a loan, they get a commission for placing the loan. So not only are they staying employees, by the way, the that quasi we just talked about for $45 million, they're all state employees. But not only are the Green Bank state employees, but they get a commission for every loan they place. That's a good deal, Gary. Oh, if I've got all this money in the world, and I'm accountable virtually to nobody, and I go out and make all these deals, and then I get a commission for placing the loan? Wow.
All right, Len, we got to take a break. Thanks for letting us know this. We had no idea, and I know our listeners who are faithful every morning have no idea about this neither. So we're going to have, we come back from the break, we're going to have people start contacting their state representatives and their state senators and let them know they want to vote no on this bonding bill.
Right. They got to get on the horn, and they do a good job, your listeners.
They do. You actually do a phenomenal job. Thank you, Len.